True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
Glad you're here today. 855-839-1210 on X at Rich Zeoli. I appreciate you being here today as we get back into the swing of things after Labor Day and Labor Day weekend and the summer. Even though summer's not officially over, I mean, it's unofficially over. But the big thing about summer being unofficially over is that it is the official start to election season in New Jersey. And that's why you got to get out there and support Jack Ciattarelli, who has a really, really good chance of becoming New Jersey's next governor. Republican candidate for governor, of course. And he's got his first commercial out. So we'll play that for you. $2 million ad buy, which is now going to be playing in the Philadelphia and New York media markets. New Jersey really doesn't have a media market. It's got, I think, one state-owned media entity, but that's it. And I don't even know if that's still in business anymore. So... and also Jack's going to be doing radio too, which is also very, very important. And he'll be coming back on this show. And, I hope that you will get out there and tell your friends and you'll work hard and you'll do all those things for him, because this is more, as I've been saying, it's bigger than just simply New Jersey. This entire race really is a referendum on Donald Trump, because the Democrats are making it a referendum on Donald Trump. Before you know it, we'll be heading into midterm elections. So keep that in mind. So the president, who's not dead, came out today and spoke. Over the weekend, there were all these rumors by whack jobs on the left who were out there saying that the president was dead and the White House was covering this up. And they were also speculating that he had a stroke, he had a heart attack, he was had a body double. It was Dave from the movie Dave. And And they said, we hadn't seen him in days. Where's he been? We haven't seen him in days. And the president's point was Biden would disappear for months. For months. You wouldn't see the guy. And nobody suggested that he was dead. Nobody suggested anything about him. But I go away for a couple days. It's Labor Day weekend. And you all are saying that I'm dead. Let's start there with Peter Ducey raising that question with the president today. Cut 29.
Something completely different, but about a big viral social media trend over the weekend. How did you find out over the weekend that you were dead? You see that?
No.
People didn't see it for a couple days. 1.3 million user engagements as of Saturday morning about your demise.
Really? I didn't see that. You know, I have heard, it's sort of crazy, but last week I did numerous news conferences, all successful. They went very well, like this is going very well. And then I didn't do any for 2 days, and they said, there must be something wrong with him. Biden wouldn't do him for months. You wouldn't see him. And nobody ever said there was ever anything wrong with him, and we know he wasn't in the greatest of shape. No, I heard that. I get reports. Now, you knew I did an interview that lasted for about an hour and a half with somebody, and everybody saw that was on one of your...
And we did an interview with the Daily Caller, Regan Reese, who is the White House correspondent for the Daily Wire. Daily Caller. Sat down with her for over an hour on Friday, gave her a tour of the West Wing and the Oval Office and everything else. That was on Friday of Labor Day weekend. But the rumors were going out there and pictures and all these crazy people on social media, and they were doing this over and over and over again. But the president is very much alive and doesn't sound to me like he had a stroke or anything else. Just it's Labor Day weekend. But they were like, oh, yeah, no, this is really serious. J.D. Vance is going to be president. And they were celebrating this stuff. A bunch of sickos. The president talked about how the United States just took out a drug-carrying boat out of Venezuela, Cut 31.
When you come out and when you leave the room, you'll see that we just, over the last few minutes, literally shot out a boat, a drug-carrying boat, a lot of drugs in that boat. And you'll be seeing that, and you'll be reading about that. It just happened moments ago, and our great general, head of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, who's been so incredible, including what took place in Iran, knocking out potential nuclear power for a long time to come. I think within a month they would have had it if we didn't do what we did. But he gave us a little bit of a briefing. And you'll see. And there's more where that came from. We have a lot of drugs pouring into our country, coming in for a long time. And we just these came out of Venezuela and coming out very heavily from Venezuela. A lot of things are coming out of Venezuela. So we took it out, and you'll get to see that after this meeting is over.
The big announcement today, there were a bunch of different rumors swirling around about what the announcement was going to be. People on the left had said the president was going to be announcing that he was resigning. I mean, there were all kinds of crazy things, changing the name of the Department of Defense to the War Department. What he announced today was that he's moving the Space Force from Colorado to Alabama. That was the big announcement today. The headquarters of the United States Space Force will be in Alabama. That was the big announcement. President talked about a bunch of different things, but a lot of it was about the violence in Chicago. And he said, we're going in. This is an opportunity, I think, for the Democrats to embrace the help. I really do. They had another incredibly violent, bloody weekend in Chicago. And the people that are affected by this, they're black. I mean, let's face it. Black residents are affected by the crime the most. And yet you've got a bunch of white liberal politicians, for the most part. Chicago mayor's black. The governor of Illinois is just fat. I don't think he even has – he's so massive that he can't even be classified into a race other than just obese. But for the most part, the people that are opposing fighting crime happen to be college-educated white liberals who don't live in these neighborhoods that are affected by crime. But it was a very bloody weekend in Chicago. Again, another bloody weekend. It's like every weekend we have a bloody weekend. Joe Scarborough's advice was 58 shot, 8 killed. J.B. Pritzker, call him up and say, I'll take the help. Let's do this together. And set yourself apart from the rest of the pack. Going, you can't use the word pack around J.B. Pritzker because he thinks it's a pack of Twinkies. But set yourself around from the other candidates for 2028 by embracing the help. And doing something for the residents of your city, because the mayor of Chicago is a whack job, you'll stand out. You'll separate yourself from the whack jobs in your own party. It's actually really good advice. But he's not going to take it. Pritzker's not going to take it. No way. But here's what the president said, Cut 32.
I don't bond Chicago, though.
Well, we're going in. I didn't say when. We're going in. When you lose, look, I have an obligation. This isn't a political thing. I have an obligation. When we lose, when 20 people are killed over the last 2.5 weeks and 75 are shot with bullets. So let me tell you a little story about a place called D.C., District of Columbia, right here where we are. It's now a safe zone. We have no crime. It's in such great shape. You can go and actually walk with your children, your wife, your husband. You can walk right down the middle of the street. You're not going to be shot, Peter. You're safe.
Yeah, look, you're not going to be shot in D.C. Now, there's a story that's circulating. I don't know if it's verified or not, but that the D.C. mayor has issued an executive order requiring local police coordination with federal law enforcement to continue. That would be very smart of her to do so. Again, you would be embracing help because these departments are they're understaffed, they're over budget, and they need help. And that would make everybody happy, just like I'm happy that it's our happy hour, brought to you by the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. Look, summer may be unofficially over, but it's not over. Nothing is over. Summer's not over yet. Won't be till the 21st. But then fall's here, and fall's the best time to go to Cape May, in my opinion. Actually, right now is a great time. It really is because the crowds are gone. You have the whole place to yourself. And the Grand Hotel has special getaways. Just go to GrandHotelCapeMay.com right now, and you can get all the details for your stay. Yeah, Bowser has welcomed federal law enforcement presence indefinitely in Washington, D.C. How about that? Some breaking news right here on the show. She has issued this executive order requiring local coordination with federal law enforcement to the maximum extent allowable by law within the district. The order gives no expiration date. Very smart. Very smart by the mayor. And by doing so now, that puts her in the driver's seat. Instead of acting like the victim of the bully Trump, you have the mayor of D.C. now looking like she's actually taking the upper hand here and doing something for the residents of her city. Trump's order was set to expire next week. I have been saying routinely and over again that I would like to see Congress extend it versus the president signing a national emergency, but Congress should do so. We have both houses. There's no reason why they couldn't. But now the mayor has signed this announcement, which should quell any showdown over what should happen. The Washington Post reporting this now that Bowser's announcement may quell any showdown over what happens after that deadline passes by authorities. And the continued cooperation between the city and federal authorities. In a statement on social media, the mayor said her order would provide the pathway forward beyond the presidential emergency. She had previously said that because of the federal government's power over the district, she can get more done by working with him on their shared priorities. There you go. Excellent. So why not? I mean, given the results of what you've had in D.C., it's been remarkable. Why wouldn't the mayor continue it? Why not? She'd be a fool not to, don't you think? She'd be an idiot not to, given the success. Given the success of D.C. and everything that's happened right now, the mayor of D.C. would be an utter fool if she did not turn around and go, great, bravo. Like, yes, this is fantastic, and, you know— And yet, the mayor of, the governor of Maryland says it's all performative. Well, if it's performative, Governor Moore, who also wants to run for president in 2028, why did the mayor of D.C. just sign this executive this order saying that it's going to continue indefinitely, huh? Cut number five.
But you have to admit, Governor, that there are people out there who don't feel safe. And you can tout what you have done, but that is a real problem to people.
Yeah, I know. My heart breaks for anybody coming up in our community and doesn't feel safe in their own neighborhood, because I know what that feels like. I would love more federal support, but federal support on things that actually make sense and not things that are performative.
And you're talking about, clearly you're talking about the National Guard, and you're saying that's performative.
Oh, the National Guard is completely performative because the National Guard is not even trained for it.
The National Guard does law enforcement training. They do training for disasters. They do training for national emergencies.
Correct. And as the commander-in-chief of the Maryland National Guard, I am not just deeply respectful, but very cognizant of the skill sets that our National Guards bring. And the National Guard is not trained for municipal policing. You know who is trained for municipal policing? Things like local law enforcement and things like FBI agents and ATF agents, who, by the way, in the president's proposed budgets, actually cut funding for them.
So the National Guard is there to have a presence, and then the police then are freed up to do other things. It's really not that complicated when you think about it. It's not that complicated. And if it's so performative, then why would the mayor of D.C. be in favor of this? She's in favor of this because it's working. National Guard presence there then deters people from committing crimes And then the police are able to focus on going after the crimes. How's this working for the president politically? Very, very well. As pollster Mark Penn explains, let's cube cut number six here, as he looks at a new Harvard-Harris poll on the issue. Now, again, you would think that Democrats would be embracing this. There was a time that they were. I've told you before, I mean, Bill Clinton, and I'm not a fan of the Clinton crime bill per se, but there was a time when Bill Clinton sent, called up, he hired 10,000 cops, and he announced a big initiative by the federal government to go after the Bloods and the Crips in L.A. Big effort by the federal government to go after the Bloods and the Crips. Now, it's war on gang violence in America. There was a time when the Democrats talked very tough on crime. So knowing that it's helping the president politically, why don't Democrats embrace it? It's because the base is pro-criminal. Because at the core of today's Democrat base is a bunch of socialists. At the base, the core base of what drives the philosophy of socialism and communism is the idea that you don't really have criminals. You have victims of society. And if you could solve the inequity, you wouldn't have criminals anymore. So you see, it's not that there are criminals. It's that you have capitalism, which is the real criminal. And then you have people that then are striving for their fair share. And you would eradicate crime if you just had communism or socialism, Marxism, whatever. No, they really believe this stuff. I'm not making this up. They really do believe that. That's why Democrat politicians oppose efforts to fight crime, because the base gets very unhappy, because the base views criminals as the actual victims of society's largesse. Cut number six.
So the latest Harvard Caps-Harris poll is out, and you cover a lot of ground in this poll, Mark, as you do every month. But give me your top takeaways from this month's reading.
Well, look, I think this month, and we've been doing this poll for 7 years, this month, I think Trump's rating stabilized, didn't move up or down. And I think he began to get traction on crime. I think he's now kind of taken his focus from what I would say is immigration first, to then kind of tariffs all over in the middle, to really kind of leading a national crackdown on crime. And I think you're seeing what I would call generally favorable response to it.
Generally favorable response. There you go. I mean, it's you know why? Because people don't want crime. It's really not that complicated. People just don't want crime. And when you have something like streets that are overwhelmed by gang violence and shootings and kids being shot in the crossfire or kids being used by gangs to commit crime, people want it to end. They want it to stop. They just, nobody wants this. Well, except socialists and communists. People like Zohra Mandavi, who said we should eradicate prisons. That's right. No, we should. We should get rid of prisons. He did say this. So you can understand why the Attorney General of New York, Letitia James, is campaigning with Zohra Mandavi, because she used her platform as the Attorney General of New York to go after Donald Trump. That's right. Not to actually go after criminals, to go after the president of the United States of America. She ran on the platform and she spent her entire office and all the resources of the office going after Donald Trump. So are you really that surprised then that she would join with Zohran Mandami, the commie running for mayor of New York City? Of course not. Nor should you be. Cut 24.
Here because I have not seen all throughout the city and even throughout the state, and as I travel this country, the energy and the excitement for this young man. The last time I saw it was another young man who inspired hope and change in all of us. And that individual is someone who I've supported and endorsed, and someone who I will stand with each and every day. His name is Zohran Mandani. You got to say it with all of the syllables for those who still get it wrong.
I think New York, when this guy wins, and it looks like he's going to, New York will get even worse. And, you know, I mean, that's, you get what you vote for. I don't know what to tell you. You get what you vote for, and today's Democrat Party does not want to work with the feds on fighting crime. They just don't. And this isn't even a civil liberties issue or a civil rights issue or anything like that. This is just simply a matter of viewing criminals as the victims. Not standing with the cops because they view cops as an extension of the white supremacist, capitalist, blah, blah, blah society. You know, they're all just a bunch of slave hunters. That's their view. The president today said, you know, you can go to Afghanistan. You can see places that you would think of that don't even come close to places like Chicago and other cities in America. It's crazy, right? Cut 33.
They'll say, we don't want any protection. We don't need. So in the last 3 weeks, he's lost almost 20 people killed. There's no place in the world, including you can go to Afghanistan. You can go to places that you would think of. They don't even come close to this. Chicago is a hellhole right now. Baltimore is a hellhole right now.
These places, for the people that live there, imagine living in those neighborhoods that are run by criminals. Like, the criminals are in charge. But Zora Mandami will fix it. After all, he got very high in the ranks of student council. Very high. What?
It's funny.
You don't think that makes him supremely qualified?
I don't know if that's how I'd classify it, but it's funny.
Sorry, but he made one of the key positions.
Well, which one was that?
Vice president. It's no secretary. It's no treasurer. But it's up there. It's not president. It's vice president. Student council. Obviously, that is definitely what qualifies one to be mayor of the biggest city in America.
If that's what makes you qualified to be mayor of New York, I can run for mayor of New York. I was the vice president of my graduating class.
Justin, I've long said Mayor Otero has a nice ring to it.
But many people are saying this.
I don't want to, you know, put a damper on Justin's hopes, but he didn't have a hip-hop career. That's another key component to Mandani's success as a politician.
Yeah, and you weren't born and raised in the Bronx.
Yeah.
I don't think
by the grace of God.
Yeah. So, you know, there's all those other factors, Mayor Otero. But otherwise, you were VP. So nobody should take that away from you. All right. And you can get a hip hop career. It's not that hard. He sucked. He was terrible. You don't have to be good to have a hip hop career. And aren't we kind of stretching this by saying career? Isn't that a little bit of an exaggeration?
He had a music video.
A music video?
I think just one, yeah.
Self-published music video. Wasn't exactly like a record label did it, right?
I don't believe he was very popular, no. I think there's a reason why he pivoted away from hip-hop.
And got into politics. Yeah, probably so. This is Cut 25.
But he got his political career starting here. He was a student at Bronx Science.
Yeah, science.
Wait a minute. But he was president of the Bronx Science student body. So that qualifies him. In addition to that, Zoran, he had a brief hip-hop career.
Yes.
Yeah. And although I may, Jemani and I may disagree, but hip-hop started in the Bronx.
Yeah. Yeah.
1520 Cedric Avenue.
Yeah.
In my district.
Yeah. Now, I won't say that in Brooklyn, but... And so he is born and raised. I have been born and raised in Brooklyn, but I know the power of the Bronx.
That's right.
And I know that all of us need to be standing in purpose today and in support of my good friend.
Is she actually backing him or not? I'm trying to figure that out. Was that an endorsement?
Oh, she's definitely endorsing him. There's just not much to work with.
And he likes the Yankees and Seinfeld episode reruns and J-Lo, who's also from the Bronx. Jenny from the block. No, nothing. Crickets. All right. Yeah, I mean, that's powerful endorsement right there. I think Justin's more qualified than him. I'm just saying, you know. All you got to do is move to New York, Justin. We can write you in.
But do I want to live in New York? That's the big question.
That's the rub. Look, you haven't killed anybody in nursing homes, so you already are more qualified than Cuomo, and you haven't sexually harassed anybody that we know of, and you haven't had to resign in disgrace. So, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I guarantee you I could definitely outpace Cuomo in a ranked choice voting.
Yeah, definitely.
I don't know if I'm brown enough to beat I'm brown.
You're brown. You're Puerto Rican.
But I don't know if I'm brown enough to outpace Mamdani.
Mm.
We'll give it our best effort, though.
Yeah, but you do think women should be able to drive, right?
Yeah.
You should lead with that. Just saying. You know? That whole Sharia law thing he wants to do doesn't work out so well for them. I would campaign on that. I won't sexually harass you like Cuomo. I won't kill your parents like Cuomo. And I'll let you drive. I'm Justin Otero, and I approve this message. I was also school vice president. Well, class vice president. I don't want to boost you up too much. You know what I mean?
No, I mean that's a sound first campaign ad. You doing anything? Next New York mayoral election?
Probably won't be working in radio. So there's that. Just saying. Probably won't be working in radio in this mayoral election, so there's that. So we got plenty of time to work on your writing campaign. It's awkward. By the way, he also is going to do, what is this now, rent-stabilized apartments?
That's,
is that right?
That's a great idea for 250,000 apartments across the city.
Just freeze the rent. You just... freeze it.
Problem solved.
Just freeze the wrench. Cut 26.
And that is why, as your next mayor of this city, I will freeze the rent for more than 250,000 rent-stabilized apartments.
Hey, you got Eppolito's vote. He doesn't live in New York, but he got his vote. So,
got to start somewhere.
All he has to do is move to New York just like you. And then you know, the both of you have to move there. You guys can get a rent-stabilized apartment together. So, hey, I heard Leave It to Beaver was quite the conversation yesterday. The Bachelor, Chris, was mentioning something about that yesterday on social media. What was that all about?
Oh, I didn't even see that. This is news to me.
Yes, I think Opelka had mentioned Opelka or somebody in the YouTube chat had mentioned Leave It to Beaver, and I had mentioned that our very own executive producer is a big Leave It to Beaver fan.
I love it. I'm almost done season three now. I've been watching it nonstop, especially during my week off.
Season three.
I made it through the first two seasons, yeah. I had a lot of downtime. I basically just watched Leave It to Beaver on an endless loop.
It's an endless hell loop is what
it
sounds
awesome.
Like.
It's a great show.
Won't watch any classic movie pre 9/11, but he'll watch Leave It to Beaver.
2000's my cutoff for
this. God, you sicken me.
I'll watch a few movies before 2000, but generally speaking, 2000's where I draw the line.
So basically, if there was a Leave It to Beaver movie, you would not watch it?
Well, there actually is a Leave It to Beaver movie, but I don't think it was made before 2000. So unfortunately, it's not gonna catch my eyes.
Now, Chris, it was Eppolito who said, I'm not leaking information, but I'm assuming you're enjoying the last day of your vacation, not listening to 1210. Good assumption. I'm just going to say tomorrow, ask Justin about Leave It to Beaver. That is all. But we talked about Leave It to Beaver when I was working.
Yeah.
Yeah, we made fun of you then.
I don't know why. It's a good show. I'm telling you, sit down, watch an episode or two. You'll enjoy yourself.
The show is not the problem. The problem is the fact that you will not watch classic movies before 2000, but you
Correct.
Will watch the entirety of a 1960s television show and have no qualms about it.
Yeah,
that's the problem.
Well, movies pre-2000, the effects aren't very good. I'm not relying on
And Leave
on
It to Beaver's was?
There's no special effects in Leave It to Beaver. It's just a fun story about a hilarious family with a little kid named Beaver.
All right, I have a question for you. Have you ever seen a Woody Allen movie?
I don't have to answer that.
Yes, you do.
I don't have to answer that.
You are contractually obligated to answer any question the host asks you. It's in your contract.
Well, I think you already know what the answer is.
Based on your silence, yes, I think we know the answer.
I've not. I've not seen a single one. I couldn't
not
even,
a single one.
Couldn't even name one.
You can't name a single Woody Allen movie?
Well, if you give me a minute, I can name a bunch. Because
no, because you're going to ask ChatGPT or something. Yeah. Don't do that. Oh, no, I know what the Bachelor Chris was asking me. Andrew saw pizza on the boardwalk with cheese whiz and french fries and said, that looks amazing. Your choice here is to sugarcoat this in consideration of his feelings, which helps no one, or use some helpful honesty to set him straight. I, for one, called him insane. I think that's very good fatherhood, by the way. Yeah, that's the only way to handle that situation. Call your son insane for that. Absolutely. End that right there. So you've never seen a Woody Allen movie?
You know what? I actually have seen one. I'm looking
Which
at
one?
The list right now. The one with Larry David, Whatever Works. 2009.
Okay.
Didn't love it.
Nobody would ever even, if you're naming Woody Allen movies, would even name that. Nobody would even name that.
That's all I got. That's the only one I've seen.
All right. Well, let me get back. Woody Allen may not be a Trumper, per se, but he had nice things to say about him when he sat down with Bill Maher on his podcast. I'll share that with you as we continue along here on the show today, 855-839-1210. But I want to tell you, Dr. Mike Veneria, why is he my family's dentist? Very, very simple. He's the best. And that's why the whole Zioli family goes to him. And Mama Zioli discovered him for our family. And I highly recommend you reach out to him today for your perfect smile and get a free dental implant consultation. Now, what sets him apart is that the other experts call him the expert. And they send their patients to Dr. Mike for the really complicated stuff. That means that when there's a complicated procedure, they will send their patients to Dr. Mike. Even if it's something that, you know, maybe they can do themselves because they know that just that's how good he is. So the experts call Dr. Mike the expert for so many reasons. I think, you know, I like to say like they're his peers, but he really has no peer. There's no one like him. Doctors go to him. Hospital administrators go to him. And, of course, Reagan Zioli goes to him. Patrick Zioli. Claire Zioli. It's her birthday today. Bridget just got a beautiful smile from Dr. Mike last year. She needed her veneers were they had to be replaced. He put on beautiful caps. Her smiles never looked better. And I go to Dr. Mike, too. Two locations, Cinnaminson and Woodbury. So let Dr. Mike give you the beautiful smile you deserve. If you already had an implant consultation from somebody else, get a second opinion. Very complicated dental procedures. He's your man. All right? And also, you got to see a dentist. They say twice a year. There are so many connections and new research coming out now about the gut microbiome and the link between your overall health and your dental health, and the link between that is something you can't ignore. So if there's a problem, you got to fix it. You got to deal with it. And I know people put this off, but you shouldn't, because pain-free dentistry is available for you. You don't have to worry about it. Dr. Mike is all about compassion. And if you need complicated dental work, like, you know, you need the full works. It's something really complicated, and you don't want to go to these pop-up chain dental offices. You certainly don't want to go to the closest dentist. You want to go to the best of the best, the guy that other dentists send their patients to, the guy that the other dentists go to. That's Dr. Mike Veneria, my dentist, and the best of the best. VeneriaDental.com. You'll love the staff. You'll love the music playing in the office. And you'll love the way you look after you see him, because a smile lights up the room, and a smile makes you feel really confident and good about yourself. So make your appointment today. VeneriaDental.com.
The Rich Zioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom?
Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
President today had a news conference. We'll give you some more details about that as we go into the fourth and final hour. Plus, I want to get into a little bit of the New Jersey governor's race with you. And late night television may not be here. Howard Stern supposed to come to work today, but didn't. So we'll talk about that as well. But great to have you here. So Woody Allen sat down with Bill Maher. I had a lot to say in a bunch of different things, but one of the things Bill Maher said to him was, you know, there was a witch hunt against you, and I really hated that. I hate these witch hunts, and I really didn't like it. They talked about a bunch of different things, but Trump came up during the interview because Woody Allen directed him, and he had really nothing but nice things to say about him, nothing bad to say. I've always liked Woody Allen's movies. The older movies, particularly Annie Hall, I think is one of his great ones. But Bananas might be one of his most underrated movies. That's a fantastic movie. Great political movie, too, in my opinion. I know Matt DeSantis has never seen that either, so no point in even bringing it up. But here's what Woody Allen had to say regarding Donald Trump. Cut 27.
I'm one of the few people who can say he directed Trump. I directed Trump in a movie.
No.
In Celebrity. And okay. He was, you know, he was a pleasure to work with and a very good actor. He was very polite.
How dare you.
And hit his mark and did everything correctly and had a real flair for show business.
If you think you were canceled before.
I could direct him now.
Oh.
If he would let me direct him now that he's president, I think I could do wonders. But he was very easy to work with.
He's different in person, and when you say that, people who are just purely emotional get very upset.
Yeah, you thought you were canceled before, Woody. That's it. They're going to start burning your movies now. That's the end of you, pal. Just saying. But that's not good. Now, over the weekend, CBS News deceptively edited something that Kristi Noem said regarding Kilmer Abrego-Garcia, or I should say deceptively edited something regarding Kilmer Abrego Garcia. And it's just kind of pathetic. I mean, it really is. It's not really surprising, but they edited this interview to kind of whitewash Kilmer Abrego Garcia. This is why the left, it makes no sense. They do this, but they edited an interview with Kristi Noem to whitewash the criminal background of Kilmer Abrego Garcia. She appeared on CBS's Face the Nation on Sunday and defended the Trump administration's efforts to deport him. Remember, he's the wife beater and the human trafficker. He's currently challenging his planned removal to Uganda. The Homeland Security Secretary said that Abrego Garcia, who's in the U.S., illegally committed crimes against children and his wife when her interview aired on CBS News. The network had cut out the part in which Noem had specifically talked about the accusations that Abrego Garcia is facing. Quote, "And the one thing we will continue to do is make sure that he does not walk free in the United States of America," Noem said in a clip that aired on Face the Nation. The edit cut short Noem's response, which continued on for nearly 30 more seconds. Because what she said was this individual was a known human smuggler, an MS-13 gang member, an individual who was a wife beater, and someone who was so perverted that he solicited nude photos from minors. But that part of it never made it to air. Even going on to say, even his fellow human traffickers told him to knock it off. He was so sick in what he was doing and how he was treating small children. He needs to never be in the United States of America. And our administration is making sure that we're doing all we can to bring him to justice. The network shamefully edited her interview to whitewash Abrego Garcia. She said, "This morning I joined CBS to report the facts about Kilmer Abrego Garcia." Instead, CBS shamefully edited the interview to whitewash the truth about this MS-13 gang member and the threat he poses to American public safety. Here's a little bit of the clip, cut 13.
"And the one thing that we will continue to do is to make sure that he doesn't walk free in the United States of America. This individual was a known human smuggler, a MS-13 gang member, an individual who was a wife beater, and someone who was so perverted that he solicited nude photos from minors. And even his fellow human traffickers told him to knock it off. He was so sick in what he was doing and how he was treating small children. So he needs to never be in the United States of America, and our administration is making sure we're doing all that we can to bring him to justice."
But that part of it they cut out. So if you were just watching it, you wouldn't have heard all the reasons why Kilmer Abrego should not be in the United States of America. Stephen Miller, the White House Deputy Chief of Staff, well, he kind of put it this way when asked a question by a reporter over Uganda. Remember, they were originally going to send him back to Venezuela, which is his country, but then a court ordered him returned from Venezuela. So now they're sending him to Uganda. Anyway, cut 14.
"Now, so the point about the about Uganda, you just have to marvel at this. The same left-wing NGOs who tell us that we should open our borders to all the poor countries of the world also tell us that it would be unfair, improper to have anybody live in those countries. Well, if those countries don't have good systems of law and good systems of governance, then why would we want to have open migration from those countries? So these two propositions are in complete conflict. But more fundamentally, remember, Garcia has said he doesn't want to go back home to El Salvador. That's what he said. So we're honoring that request by providing him with an alternate place to live. We're not a travel booking agency. It's not our job to say to illegal alien terrorists, pick your favorite destination in the world and we'll send you a charter jet there. We have countries that have very graciously agreed to help resettle nationals from other countries, which is a great benefit to the United States. And obviously that's something that Garcia is eligible for."
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
So, Matt, what did you just send me? You sent me it's video only?
Oh, yeah. So this is during the press conference earlier today, Trump mentioned that the U.S. had successfully destroyed this drug-carrying boat that was coming out of Venezuela. Well, now he's released the video footage if you'd like to see it.
Yeah, can you kind of narrate it for us a little bit?
Yeah, we can also play Cut 31 if you want to hear his description before we actually play the video itself.
Sounds good.
All right, here we go. Cut 31, Justin.
When you come out and when you leave the room, you'll see that we just, over the last few minutes, literally shot out a drug-carrying boat, a lot of drugs in that boat, and you'll be seeing that and you'll be reading about that. It just happened moments ago, and our great general, head of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, who's been so incredible, including what took place in Iran, knocking out potential nuclear power for a long time to come. I think within a month they would have had it if we didn't do what we did. But he gave us a little bit of a briefing, and you'll see. And there's more where that came from. We have a lot of drugs pouring into our country, coming in for a long time. And we just, these came out of Venezuela and coming out very heavily from Venezuela. A lot of things are coming out of Venezuela. So we took it out, and you'll get to see that after this meeting is over.
So here's the video of that the president promised, of them taking out these Tren de Aragua terrorists. There was a little bit of a delay here on YouTube.
So there's the, for anyone not watching on YouTube, there's the boats just cutting through the ocean, and bam, precision strike, and now it's gone.
Just like that.
No more drugs.
No more boat.
No more terrorists.
No more terrorists, no more boat, still water. That's still there. The ocean is still there. Oh, by the way, happy birthday to C.A. Jameson on the YouTube chat. It's his birthday as well as my daughter Claire's today. So happy birthday to C.A. Jameson. We can talk about Newman Price's music. You're more than welcome to talk about it. Maybe we'll even play it at some point. I don't know. Too busy today, though. Newman Price has a lot of free time on his hands, I can tell you that. He's whipping up all kinds of tunes. Did you guys get to hear them at all?
They're really good.
They are really good.
Newman Price is very talented.
He's a very talented guy. We should commission him to make some projects for us. I don't know what those projects would be, but we can...
I was about to say, what kind of projects are you thinking?
Yeah, I don't know. But we could certainly come up with something for him. I feel like he needs to be channeled in the right direction a little bit, you know? So...
I have his song if you want to hear some of it.
Just which one is this now? The Fox Bump song?
This was the Zioli Day Off song, I believe.
Yeah, that's the Friday Off one. He made two of them.
It's a little too close to home, the Fox Bump one. But sure, we can hear the Friday Day Off one. Go ahead. Should be an accompanying music video for this.
When Friday rolls around, you know the deal. Rich packs up the show and he's out for real. While the rest of us work, he's already gone, sipping craft beer and singing Sinatra songs. He says, please don't call me, I'm playing hard to find. By noon, I've left the work behind. But then, turn on the TV, guess who's in view? It's Rich Cioli, smiling big on Fox News. He's off on Friday, but he never really goes. He's popping up on cable shows. He's the king of the bump, the Friday.
Singing, or is that AI?
I don't know. I was wondering that myself. That's Newman, that he's really, really, really talented.
If I remember correctly what he had mentioned to us, because we had talked about it when with Mike.
Well, here, pause it. I want to hear out here. Pause it so we can hear it. Go ahead.
We were talking in the YouTube chat when Mike was on Friday. If I remember correctly, the vocals are AI, but Newman does the lyrics. He creates all of the music in GarageBand. Like, everything is all Newman Price except for the singing, which is an AI vocalist.
That AI is friggin' good, by the way.
Yeah, Newman hit a home run on this one. This is astounding, and it's going to be stuck in my head for several days, I think.
All right, so back it up a little bit, because I would hear the third chorus. I guess this is the third verse.
All right, here we go.
How long is this friggin' song?
4 minutes.
Yeah.
4 minutes?
Well, you got two minutes
it's
left.
It's a full-length song.
What is this, Let It Be?
Newman, he went all out.
4 minutes? I have time to play a four-minute song.
It's all right, good.
You got the gist. Put the rest of it on something. I don't know.
I think we'll play a little more. It's good.
Fine. Keep
catchy.
Playing it. Fine.
From Philly to New York, the insiders laugh. Al's rich on vacation, but not his staff. He's dodging the office, but he's never off stage. He
good
just
point.
Swapped out radio for a TV script page. With a wink and a grin, he's playing the game. Getting bumped last minute, yeah, it's part of the fame. But he shrugs it all off with his Friday cruise. 'Cause he only always wins when he's on Fox News. He's off on Friday, but he never really goes.
If you're looking for Rich for a weekend vibe, he's off the airwaves, but he still arrives. Just flip to the news, you'll see his face. Rich the oldies, always in the right place. He's off on Friday, but he never really goes. He's popping
it's good.
On
it's too long. Probably could cut like a minute out of it.
He's the king of the
saying. Gotta be under three to play it on the radio. That used to be the rule anyway. You know. There's a reason for that. Under three for the radio, that was always the point, you know? This isn't freaking Piano Man by Billy Joel, you know? So. Well done, Newman. Well done. Well done. It's funny you bring up Fox News, too, because I was on there today and will be on there tomorrow, unless I get bumped. And he did do a song about getting bumped. Maybe we'll bring that to you tomorrow if I don't get bumped. If I do get bumped, I mean, it's a little complicated. We'll explain. All right. We've got a big fourth and final hour coming up straight ahead as the show continues. But the big story brought to you by Dr. Mike Veneria, VeneriaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. Two locations to serve you, Cinnaminson and Woodbury, VANARIA, Veneria Dental, my buddy, my dentist, and my friend. Big story is that President Trump is alive and well despite the left's hopes. We'll talk about it straight ahead. Don't go away.
The Rich Scioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.